Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday to you. Good Friday to you. Happy weekend to you. Happy almost Easter to you. Whatever it is, much love to you from me. Signed, JR. Anyway, this is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody all across North America tuning in. My folks and friends in Canada, you could be in Montreal, you could be in Vancouver, you could be somewhere in the middle, or you could be further north. Hope you got a nice coat. Shout out to my folks here in Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey's in New York. Now, people in Alabama, California, Hawaii, Minneapolis, Kansas, Cincinnati, Texas, New Hampshire. They're filling the blanks all over the place. And thank you to my main man, Seb, for listening out in Paris, France. I love you, bro. Anyway, this show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We've been talking a lot of college basketball, of course. We got a couple of games in action. I'll give you an update momentarily. Thank you so much to Mo Casera, CBS Sports college basketball expert, analyst, came through and broke things down. He, like me and a lot of people, believe that the team that just smashes people by 30 points, UConn, that UConn has the best chance of moving forward in advancing. Not just to advance, but damn it, to win the whole thing. And so we have so much more to do as we continue on with the show. Right before we went to break, told you about Caleb Williams and Jared McCain of Duke. Jared McCain is actually going to be playing basketball in about 30, 40 minutes. Duke is going to take on Houston. They've been criticized for wearing nail polish, of all things. Jared McCain actually got an NIL deal. He got a marketing deal from a beauty company for painting his nails. So I guess it worked out for him. And in a few minutes, I'm going to tell you about he's a college basketball legend. He's not a fan of any of the athletes making money. None of them. I'll tell you who it is in a second. You'll actually be able to hear from him. Let's get to some of your phone calls, and then I'm going to give you a college basketball. You know what? Because I love the music so much, let's do the update right now.
It's time for a JR Sport Brief Show tournament update.
Yeah, I can't leave people hanging. They got money on some of these games, right? North Carolina State is beating Marquette 55-47. Marquette is on a little bit of a run. Looked like North Carolina State was in control. There's a little less than 5 minutes left in the game. Meanwhile, Purdue and Gonzaga. Gonzaga's been hanging in there with them. Purdue currently leads Gonzaga 51-44. There's about 15 minutes left in their game. I just told you a few seconds ago, Houston and Duke, they're going to get things started in about 35, 40 minutes. And then in about an hour from now, Creighton in Tennessee are going to play. And then once these games are all done tonight on the men's side, we are going to have a clear idea as to who is moving to the Elite Eight. And by the time I am back with you on Monday, we're going to have a clear idea about who the hell is moving on to the Final Four, all the way out to Arizona. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Much love. Happy Friday to everybody out there. Tom is here from Colorado. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Tom, how are you?
Hey, happy anniversary, JR. I can't believe it's already been 4 years. You're making me feel old.
Oh, well, it's 4 years now, but I've been doing this, JR Sport. It's 15. You feel old after 4 years. It's like a high school or college, right?
JR, I had no idea who was going to come on one day after Pharrell left, and it's like, here's this guy trying to start a show, and we have no sports going on.
Right.
You did a whole show just on who has the ugliest uniforms in sports. Do you remember doing that?
Well, now that you bring it up, yes. And now that I hear you say it, that sounds like a good idea, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who else is thinking of something like that? And which team does have the ugliest uniform in sports? Who is it?
When I called in 4 years ago, it was any team that had to wear a Color Rush uniform on Thursday Night Football.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Did the Miami Dolphins wear like a neon green or orange? That's probably the ugliest, right?
Well, the Seahawks looking like highlighters.
Yeah. Ugly.
And then the team that I root for, the Lions, in gray. And it's like, we're Honolulu in blue and
That'd have been too much Honolulu blue. It's too much blue.
Whatever. But I just want to wish you a happy anniversary. And I love the new time slot because now I can definitely stay up all night because I'm out here in the mountains. So
okay,
you're able to get off at 8 o'clock instead of midnight now. So,
well, great. Well, thank you, Tom. Well, listen. Go check out, go buy a hoodie from my website, okay?
All right, I'll check it out.
All right, thank you, Tom.
All right, man, you have a great one.
All right, call back soon, all right?
All right, bye. All right.
Thank you, Tom, for calling from Colorado. That's so nice of him. He actually jogged my memory. He's like, hey, you did a whole show with no sports, and you were just like, which teams have the, hey, Hickey, that was a good idea. I'm going to pat myself on the back for that one.
I love that idea. I love uniforms, and I'm glad you're giving it the proper attention it deserves.
Well, I only gave it the proper attention because there was no sports. Maybe I did it. I have to look back. Let's see. I have Hickey, do you know I have every note from every show I've ever done forever?
So, wow. Good luck trying to find.
No, I got a good.
You got it organized? What do you use, Google Docs?
No, I'm not telling.
Oh, secret.
Not over the air. I'm not telling. Oh, I got stuff archived out here. What do we got here?
Wow. Well, at least you know when it was from, 2020.
Okay.
Now we're down.
Well, listen, I can tell you that on August 22nd of 2020 at 11:20, we did a segment, should the NFL have a uniform policy when it comes to fans in the stands? I wonder what the hell they were doing. Were they naked or something? What was going on?
I feel like that's just a law, right, about, you know.
Oh, a uniform policy? I don't know. Maybe somebody.
Not sure I'm naked.
Well, can you do that? You get arrested if you show up. You go somewhere naked.
Public nudity, yeah.
Aren't there places where you can do that, though?
Yes, but I think those have to be, like, specially designated. I mean, outside of, nude parts of the beach and Europe, I'm not really sure if there's any other place that legally you're allowed to be nude in public.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and look that up. You know, I already established that when I finish this shift in about, I don't know, in an hour or so, that I'm going to find a new job. I'm going to do one of those things where you call people up at night and you talk to them. And so maybe I can do that too. There's so many ways to make money, Hickey. It's ridiculous.
It almost sounds easy.
It sounds easy. Unless you're this next gentleman. The next man who I'm about to tell you about, he does not want college athletes making money. None. He's a two-time champion, college basketball champion. At one point in time, it's difficult to believe, he was an all-star in the NBA. It's Christian Laettner. Hickey, last night we shared the audio. It was, to the day in 1992 where he hit that shot against Kentucky. They ended up winning it all. And I said to myself, and I was going to ask you this, but we ran out of time, like, where the hell is Christian Laettner? Like, where the hell is Christian Laettner? And now we have an answer. Christian Laettner is busy being old and crotchety. And he is not old, but he certainly is crotchety. Christian Laettner is 54 years old. And, you know, our last segment, and you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app if you want to tune in or if you want to go back in time and hear the whole show. We talked about Caleb Williams, you know, wearing nail polish. We talked about Duke Blue Devil Jared McCain wearing nail polish, also getting a marketing deal out of it. Christian Laettner doesn't want any college athletes making money. He doesn't want any college athletes to even be able to transfer. He wants no transfer portal. He wants no NIL. This is what he had to tell ESPN.
They got to take out the NIL. They got to wipe that out. They got to change the transfer portal. I know everyone's saying the horse is out of the barn and you can't take stuff back, but how can you establish any type of culture at a school when you're getting new kids every year? That would mean every year was like my freshman year at Duke, and you're so much better your third, your fourth year when you're under one system, one program, one coach, one specifically defined culture that you, the way you want to play offense, the way you want to play defense. I don't know how the coaches do it in today's game, and that's why some of the better ones are starting to quit. The coach at Villanova, he never should have quit.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Saban's thinking about quitting, or he already quit. I mean, it's so bad to see some of these great, great coaches stop coaching, and it's because of the NIL. It's because of the transfer portal. I think I saw something with Nick Saban where he said the first thing a kid says to him and a recruit says to him is, how much money are you going to get me? I mean, it's just horrible.
Oh, damn. You know, Hickey, that's fine. He's fine to feel that way. Did he have a solution? Did he have a suggestion besides get rid of it? Did he have an alternative? I mean, why can't a college athlete make money? I mean, the only thing that's lacking here is, it is wild, I agree with him there, but the only thing that's missing is structure. That doesn't mean you have to get rid of it.
That's like what pisses me off about a lot of this talk, because the kids are getting blamed. The kids are not to blame. This was the NCAA who for decades buried their head in the sand, tried their hardest to not have this day come, then were forced by the government to allow players to get paid and they couldn't be ruled ineligible. But they just were in denial for so long that all of a sudden, the day the court said, hey, this is legal, you can't punish these kids, they had no plan. And so now it's the Wild West, not because the kids are holding these schools hostage, but because the adults in the room had no foresight, didn't want this to happen, and now have no plan. So, like, that's right now why we have the way it is, because it went from 0 to 100. And yeah. So, like, the kids aren't to blame for that, but yet they're the ones, like Christian Laettner's targeting them, take their money away. They're the ones getting targeted for the adults failing them. It's frustrating.
Yeah, Christian Laettner is, he wants everybody, he wants all the kids inside immediately when the street lights come on. Christian Laettner hates the nail polish on Jared McCain. Christian Laettner, what else? And when he buys his coffee at, I don't know, where do you buy coffee? I don't know, at the gas station. He yells at the person behind the counter that it's too cold. And I don't know all of these things, but he just sounds angry for no reason. Like, if you want to be mad, Hickey just told the God honest truth, be mad at the NCAA. No structure. When you played Christian Laettner, they decided to basically hoard all of the money. And I don't know, maybe Christian Laettner is, maybe he's an upstanding individual. Maybe in 1992 and 1991 when he was winning championships, maybe Christian Laettner wouldn't have taken a deal from, I don't know, a Reebok or whoever, I don't know, Fila. I know Grant Hill wore a lot of Filas. This is his first signature shoe. So easy to take a dump, massive crap on the new, younger generation. Why? Is that what it is? One thing that I never want to do as I continue to get older is just take a dump on younger people. For what? Like, be worried about change. Like, change is good. When you played Christian Laettner, you want to know something? It wasn't fair for you or anybody else, or Bobby Hurley or Grant Hill. It wasn't fair for nobody to not get paid, to not make money, to not have the ability to make money. Not everybody is Christian Laettner. Just angry for no reason. I wondered where Christian Laettner was. Now I wish I didn't know. Just out here being angry for no reason. Get rid of NIL. How about we take money away from you, Christian Laettner? About that. How about we take away your NBA contracts? Take that money back. What a grouch. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's Friday, man. Just out here being miserable, Christian Laettner. What's something to be happy about? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. When we come back from break, I'm going to give you an update on what's going on in March Madness. Looks like we might have one of the games getting ready to come to a close, We got a couple of games that are getting ready to start. And speaking of madness, all my friends out in the Bay Area, they're trying to make things mad. Well, they are mad. They're also trying to make things a little bit difficult for their Oakland A's to move. I'll tell you what the fans in Oakland did yesterday. 855-212-4CBS is the number. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing, and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. 855-212-4CBS is the number. It's 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, we talked about Christian Laettner. had some real pointed comments about NIL, the transfer portal, thinks that the transfer portal does not need to exist for college athletes, and that they also should not have NIL. Like, they shouldn't have the ability to make money, because unfortunately it's the Wild Wild West, and the structure of college basketball is destroyed, which I agree with, which is why they should have parameters. It shouldn't necessarily be eradicated, but maybe Christian Leitner's brain, maybe it doesn't extend that far. Maybe it is just like, just reaches a certain point and it can't, like, put together the next thought. Now, having said that, I gave you an example of an NIL deal. Jared McCain of Duke just got a marketing deal because he paints his nails. Good for him. Money makes the world go round. Christian Leitner does not understand that. There are some people who do understand that money makes the world go round. And it happens to be the wonderful people of Oakland, California. Shout outs to all my folks out in the Bay. Can't wait to go back to the Bay sooner than later. We know baseball started up yesterday domestically. The Oakland Athletics, they hosted the Cleveland Guardians, right? That's what you do. It's spring, you play baseball, people show up, you have a party, you do a tailgate, and you make a whole big to-do about going to opening day. Not in Oakland. Not for an Oakland Athletics team that everybody knows is basically on borrowed time. Not for a squad where the owner is sucking the life out of the team and ultimately getting ready to send them to Las Vegas. Okay? The Oakland Athletics, they basically got an agreement out in Vegas to move out there. It's been approved by Major League Baseball. The lease expires at the end of this year. They're trying to extend the lease potentially in Oakland before they hopefully make their big move into Vegas by 2027. What a long time, right? What a long time. And so the fans are sick of this. The team had 50 wins last year to 112 losses. Their payroll is might as well be me and Hickey. Hickey, we can go take on the Dodgers. I think that'd be more entertaining for the fans.
Oh, I'm in. Let's go. Let's play some ball. What position you got?
I guess we can only play two positions. How good is your arm? I mean, hitter,
right.
Do we can somebody pitches and somebody's a catcher? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, and then you pitch, I'll catch, and then I'll try to run out to the outfield in between if there's like a fly ball and maybe try to run it down.
Okay, all right, deal. I think that'd be more entertaining than anything the Oakland Athletics are putting on the field. And so ultimately, last year, the fans did a reverse boycott. They went in and then they left. This year for opening day, they lost opening day 8-0. I don't know how many people saw the Guardians smack up the A's because reportedly the fans didn't go in. They decided to try to make noise on the outside because they don't want the A's to make money to help them move out to Vegas. I don't know if it's going to work. Hey, listen to this news report. This is courtesy of NBC in the Bay Area.
Well, they showed up, but they didn't go in. Instead of Oakland A's fans filling into the Coliseum to root for the home team, they decided to stay outside the ballpark. The A's took on the Cleveland Guardians in what could be the team's very last home opener in Oakland, so fans celebrated with a boycott.
It ain't gonna work, but it's noble, right? If this was in Europe, it would work. If this was in Europe, they would have forced John Fisher to sell the damn team. They wouldn't have allowed the team to move to Vegas. They wouldn't allow to be bilked and milked. A matter of fact, they would have been up at Rob Manfred's office. They would have went to New York. They'd have been on Park Avenue. How the hell are you letting this happen? This is, you know, I know I rail against the finances and the economics. This is part of it. But this is disgusting. This is abhorrent. This is awful that you can actually run a league, an organization that just blatantly spits in the fans or spits in the face of your customers. Like, how do you allow this to happen? Yo, shout outs to the people for Oakland for at least saying something back. I ain't hear about this with the Raiders. People love football too much, right? Man, we still got people in St. Louis who are upset that the Rams are on the other side of the country, as they should be. Don't get me started on Baltimore. There are folks who remember the Colts. Oh, yeah. It's terrible. A matter of fact, speaking of, you know what? We'll save that for next break. It's just absolutely terrible. I'm glad the fans in Oakland got a backbone, though. And I love baseball. Do I love Vegas? Yeah, I like Vegas. I like it. It's okay. I like Oakland a lot. I got nothing against Vegas. I wish the team just stayed in the Bay Area. We don't need all of this. This is nuts. Sucks for the fans. Hickey, isn't this disrespectful? Like, they're spitting in the fans' faces, I think, man. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's really crappy to see because, like, in a way, it could almost happen to anybody. Some cities are just guarded just because they're, you know, New York, L.A., Chicago. Like, you're not going to move a team out like that. But, I mean, it's not like Oakland is a small city or a small market. It really is sad because it shows one guy, the owner, truly can control everything. And if he wants to leave and it's against everybody's wishes, it doesn't matter. That's the scary part.
Yeah, and there's no oversight from the league enough to care. Like, baseball just doesn't give a damn. Are we had enough fans showing up? Well, great. Okay, no, well, we're just moving to another city. And so what's next after Las Vegas? Like, what city is next? We're going to get baseball back in Montreal? Or is baseball going to Nashville? They don't care. They're just going to take everybody for all the money that they got, and they're going to look to move on. It's embarrassing. I wish we had more organizations or more fan bases that did this a little bit earlier, because maybe then John Fisher wouldn't up and leave. You know, I don't think he should participate. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. I had mentioned the Colts. On the other side of the break, I'm going to share something with you historically that took place with the Colts. We'll do that in the next break. We'll also have some historical news or a piece of history that involves Michael Jordan. And then UConn, the team that is just running around, slapping everybody up by about 30 points. Before we get to the news flash with Marco Belletti, let me ask Marco Belletti, how do you feel about these Oakland fans? Just, they're like, we ain't going inside. I think it's a little too late, but at least I appreciate them having a backbone.
No, I do too. It's a shame that all of this is going down to begin with. It almost feels like it's, you know, Major League the movie come to life. I mean, where the owner in Major League, if you remember, she wanted to move the team from Cleveland to Miami because she didn't want to be in the cold weather. This was John Fisher. I don't want to be in Oakland. I'm moving us to Las Vegas, and I'm going to strip down the players and get rid of everything that could possibly cost more than 10 cents so we have no chance of competing, no chance of the fans coming out to watch garbage so I can get what I want, which is Las Vegas. Because that's what this has been right from the get-go. The problem is, as much as the fans wanted to, because it's not like Oakland's a bad fan base. Everybody gets that rap because, well, nobody's at the ballpark. Nobody's at the ballpark because you suck, and every player that's halfway decent, you trade away because you don't want to pay them. And that's understandable from a fan base. When they win, they packed that place, and that place is a dump, and they packed it. It's a shame.
That guy with the drums in the back. Yeah, I remember that guy with the drums.
Yeah, look, again, that's why, like, the history is there for Oakland. And I'm talking about history. Like, you can go back to the 70s and, I guess, you know, Vita Blue and all the stuff that I didn't see and the Reggie Jackson. I get all that. But let's not make it seem like this was a long, long time ago. I know 20 years is a lot, but the A's
good.
They had to do it, you know.
Zito and Mulder and Giambi.
Right. And everybody that cost a lot wind up leaving, and they figured out a way. I'm not getting into the whole Moneyball thing, but they did a nice job of trying to replenish, and they did the best they could. They knew they couldn't have this Uber contract of Jason Giambi, but that didn't mean that they moved out Eric Chavez. They knew how to keep some talent
and do
the best they could with it. Now that's not even the case. Now that's, if you're halfway decent, you're gone. It's different. And don't tell me that they didn't come out to those games in 2000 and 2002 and 2005. Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
Is it appropriate? I mean, this is fine by me. John Fisher is a slumlord of an owner. Just flat period. Like, he's a slumlord of an owner. If he's a slumlord of an owner, what do you call a commissioner? He's not a slumlord. What is he like? What do you call him?
You know what? They're all culpable in this because they all just want to make money. So the commissioner is going to go by what all the owners want. And Fisher has convinced all the other owners, one, we don't make any money going to that dump that you got in Oakland, and we don't want to be there. So if you're going to bring more money into the game itself by going to Vegas, more power to you, because they don't care about the history or the tradition of the game or the fans. Let's be fair. No owner cares about the fans except for the what can line their pockets. And it's not their fan base, so they don't care if they're pissing them off. So all the owners are culpable in this, and the commissioner is at the hands of the owners. So if they're cool, he's good. He doesn't care about the game. The game itself, he should, but he doesn't. He's paid by the owners. That's what he's there for.
He is a glorified millionaire lawyer, shoe shiner, right? Is that what it is?
100%.
Now, you know I have another word that I want to say besides a shoe shiner, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We got to keep it clean, though.
I know what I'm saying. He's just out there shining everybody's shoes. I will say this. The owners who make a lot of money, and we've heard this particularly, I believe, in New York. Steinbrenner, the Yankees, don't like what's going on. Steve Cohen hasn't been ridiculously vocal. I can't imagine he likes what's going on. And not necessarily because of moving around. It's just like welfare. You're like, we're spending all this money to have some of these other teams just bilk off of us and do nothing. A la Oakland. You know, will that change in 5 to 10 years when they get to Vegas? Maybe. I would hope so. They're naturally going to make money just because of the location right on the damn strip. And you got teams like them, the Marlins. The Marlins win a World Series every 15 years, and then they go back to sucking for 14. We got Pittsburgh. They don't spend any money out there. It's embarrassing. And I don't know. Baseball just ticks me off at that in that regard.
You know what, Jared? See, that's the thing, though, with the owners that have money and they have power. They're concerned with the fact that their luxury tax money goes into the pockets of these other owners in the small markets that don't spend the money. So they're thrilled for the A's to move to Vegas so that they can make more money and that their money that goes to them in the luxury tax actually gets spent back into the, you know, the payroll of the team. But instead of looking at it from the perspective of the fans and say, look, you've got enough, do it where you have it now. Again, they're culpable in the fact that they look at it and go, fine, then move. Get at whatever it is so that I don't have to pay you for doing nothing. They only can care about their own bottom dollar. That's the thing. Everyone's about the bottom dollar, and no one cares about the game itself for the fans. And unfortunately, that's life. That's the world. It's just sickening when you see it from a fan base that's actually good. I understand when you say, you know, a fan base that never goes out. No matter what we do, they never show up. The A's fan base did. They were there. When you put a product that was there on the field, it was there. And they had to go to a dump to watch it. It's not like you gave them a brand new ballpark and they didn't go. You gave them a place with sewage and rats running around and possum. And they still showed up when the team is good. That's the part that's tough.
Yeah, it's rough. Tough being a fan. I tell people this all the time. You know, when you're a fan, you're a number. It's like having an identification number. You are just a number. You're a paying customer. And if you're not going to be a fan, and maybe somebody else is, unless, you know, maybe the sport just, or the fan base withers away and dies. And that's unfortunately what they've done in Oakland to help move. Really, really stinks. Fans of Oakland. Now they have no professional sports. None. Well, none that people care about. None that's nationally on a profile like the Warriors, who went to the other side of the bay. They started winning and they left Oakland to go to San Francisco. Nothing like the Raiders, who are now gone, and now they're also in Vegas. It's just sad all the way around. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. On the other side of the break, you know what I'm going to do? It's the last segment of the show. I'm going to tell you about multiple things that have taken place this day in sports history. Unfortunately, One of them involves a move. My apologies to my friends in Baltimore. I'll break it down for the rest of the country and all of our listeners on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm getting ready for basketball just like every... There's more basketball. You just heard the final score. You know what? This is going to be the last time that I'm able to do this for the week. So let's do it now.
It's time for a JR Sport Brief Show tournament update.
Yeah, this is some cool stuff. We only got two more teams left that will move on to the Elite Eight. North Carolina State and Purdue just moved on. That is correct. You just heard it from Marco Belletti in the last break. North Carolina State knocks off Marquette 67-58. Hickey, does this mean I'm bad luck again? Shaka Smart was here when on Monday?
Yeah, I don't want to say it. I think it was Tuesday.
Every coach that I've talked – well, no, Coach Underwood is still here.
Brad
right?
Underwood staying strong, so it's not a total jinx, but the majority have not done very well.
Almost every – well, no, Dusty May, he got a new job. He lost, and he got a new job.
I guess you're right. I mean, it's a good day for him.
Yeah, he's at Michigan now. Credit to me. He's a give me a commission. Anyway, it sucks for North Carolina. Well, no, sucks for Marquette. They lose. I'm so excited over my commission. North Carolina State beat Marquette 67-58. And Purdue, they just beat Gonzaga 80-68. Let's take a listen to the final call. This is North Carolina State on the NCAA radio network, courtesy of Westwood One.
Jones, right corner, his three is up. That's off the iron, no good. Long rebound to Jones, 8 seconds left. Back to Kolick, dribbles down to the right corner. His three is up, that's off the rim, no good. Iguodaro tips the rebound. Middlebrooks has it, dribbles across the timeline. That's it. NC State with an elite 8th consecutive postseason win for the first time since 1986. The North Carolina State Wolfpack are back in the Elite Eight.
Yeah, congratulations to them. Wow. And literally, the women basically did the same thing, too. The women have advanced. Let me give you the score there. He said, I told you, there's so much damn basketball going on, it's nutty. Yeah, South Carolina is, North Carolina State, hold on, so much damn basketball. Yeah, North Carolina State women, they won 77-67. If the weather is nice enough here in Georgia, and I don't think it will be, I would wear my NC State sweatshirt. You know what kills me, Hickey? I got so many gifts from so many colleges. When I wear a sweatshirt, people automatically want to talk to me about the school. And I had a Tulane shirt on one day, right? And people are looking at me, go, oh, I went to Tulane. I go, yeah, I had a speaking engagement there. I love New Orleans. I didn't go to the school. I like it. Like, it's a conversation starter, man.
Oh, especially with colleges, people love doing it. Now, it's funny. Today, Ack wore a Tulane sweatshirt. I don't know why, but he had one.
What?
I know. How about that?
Did he? Wow, we could have been twins. I should wear my Tulane hoodie tomorrow. I should, maybe. Anyway, we got so much more to do. Let me tell you about this day in sports. Now, I mentioned to you, unfortunately, Baltimore. Everybody in Baltimore is familiar with this, not for good reasons. Thank God they ended up with the Ravens. But I want to take us back to this day in 1984, March 29th. This is New Scene 2, letting everybody know about the Colts leaving.
This is the New Scene 2 special report. Colts, a long goodbye.
Good evening. I'm Scott Garceau, and indeed, it has been a long goodbye. A long, agonizing, frustrating 2.5 months of waiting and wondering if the Baltimore Colts would be leaving town for good at the whim of owner Robert Irsay. It has happened. The shock is setting in. Emotions are running high.
Yeah, leaving in the middle of the night. I remember that. Pack the bags, Bob Irsay. And now his son owns the Colts, and, wait a minute. We didn't hear from his son at the home. Is he still in, like, rehab? Or is he was sick? What's going on with him?
He was sick. He is doing better.
Oh, okay.
So he's on the mend, but not well enough to travel to Florida and
speak. They said they found him on the floor. He's been on the mend for, like, 25 years now.
Yeah, it's not been good.
Some rough. The one thing that he did do that was great, he took a crap on Daniel Snyder verbally. That was nice. He deserved it. Hey, how about this day in sports? This day, 1982, Michael Jordan game-winning shot, North Carolina, helped them get their first title. Let's listen, courtesy of CBS Sports.
The time, 18. Shot, Jordan! Michael Jordan, 14 seconds. Brown. Look for Sleepy Floyd. He threw it to the wrong man. He threw it to Worthy.
It's over.
You might have heard of Michael Jordan. You might have heard of him. Anyway, to continue on here, this day in sports, let's end this one with a bang. Currently in the college basketball landscape, UConn is destroying everybody. I want to take you back to 1999. UConn, which now has five titles, UConn won their first in 1999, this day against Duke, March 29th.
You'll need a three to tie. Trajan Langdon's going to take it right to the floor and try to get it off. He doesn't have a lot of time here. Pressure from Jones. Langdon trips, and UConn has done it. El Amin comes over and says, "We shocked the world." Folks, you got to believe, because just when people say you can't, you can, and UConn has won the national championship.
Oh, listen to Jim Nantz. UConn, you can't. Look at you hear the wordplay, Hickey. Did you hear that?
I did. Do you like that?
No, I didn't.
Okay. I was gonna say it's a little corny.
UConn, you can't. Are we gonna hear that on No, we're not, because they're expected to just look at me. I'm already talking about Monday night from a week and a 9 days from now when they're expected to win the championship. Hey, how about that? Trajan Langdon, he's an executive. I think he might be a GM, assistant GM in the NBA right now. I know he was doing some work overseas, played overseas. And then Richard Hamilton, Rip Hamilton. I know he's doing some work here with us at CBS. So UConn went 34-2 that year. Rip Hamilton, pre-face mask, running around, just lighting people up. Nothing but arms and legs. Just between him, Reggie Miller, Steph Curry, those guys came around screens and just drove you nuts. UConn won its first championship this day back in 1999. Listen, folks, it's been a hell of a week, and I got to shut up and leave, okay? The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, it's done. Thank you to everybody for all the kind and nice messages wishing me a happy 15th anniversary of the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, look at the photos and stuff and the video on social media. I got more stuff coming over the weekend as well. Hickey, thank you again for an amazing day and an amazing week.
It was a lot of fun this week. Some great action, some good laughs. This is a great time.
All the time. Listen, if you happen to be in New York, I will be on WFAN New York City tomorrow afternoon before the New York Yankees, talking to all the Yankee fans. If you want to hear me tell them to stop complaining, just listen on the free Odyssey app. You missed any of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Me, I'm on social media everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. I might be leaving. Bart Winkler is up next. Y'all be safe, be well, be smooth, be cool. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you. Much love. Thank you, Hickey.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/grow.
Hey, everybody, I'm Mark Shanowski, along with one of the NBA's most popular analysts, Stacey King. We're inviting you to join us on the Gimme the Hot Sauce podcast.
So join us every week here in the Hot Sauce Studios, where we'll be talking about basketball, football, MMA, entertainment, and unique viewpoints from a group of sports experts having a few brews. That's right. Listen up on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.